There's a lot at stake for both teams this week as the Broncos get set to face the Chargers for the second time this season. With a win, the Broncos would not only clinch their fourth straight AFC West title, but they'd also tie an NFL record with their 12th consecutive divisional road win.
These division games count double, and so I think you do put special emphasis on division games, and that's how we're looking at it. It's the second game of this fourth quarter, and it's a game that is a lot on the line.
Since the Broncos beat the Chargers in Week 8, San Diego has gone 3-2 and is currently sitting in the sixth and final playoff spot in the AFC.
It's a division opponent, very tough place to play. They've played great at home this year. I think they lead the league in turnover margin at home at +6 at their place. Again, a team we're familiar with that we have a lot of respect for and know we'll have to bring our A game.
It's tough. It's tough playing there. Every time we played this team, it seems like it's been settled by, you know, a couple points, you know, here or there. And that's kind of what you'd expect this time around.
The Broncos have won 6 out of 7 against San Diego. However, the average margin of victory in those games is just over 8 points.
You know, all that matters is this next game. And it doesn't really matter what happened in the past or anything else. So we just got to make sure that we go out this Sunday against a really good Charger team and go out there and play to our best ability.
A win Sunday would also keep the Broncos in the running for the top spot in the conference, along with a fourth straight division crown, which is just part of the plan, according to Terrence Knighton.
I mean, that's on the checklist, but that's not our ultimate. That's not what's going to define this team or a success on the season. That's just another thing on the checklist, that's all.
At Dove Valley, Phil Maloney, Broncos TV.